Derek in Paoli. Derek, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, you got to be stopped, bro. You got to be stopped. Listen, the Eagles, right? That's what I thought about the whole season with the Eagles. They were missing their core players for like half their games, right?
Yeah. Well, there's no
AJ
doubt.
AJ was out for three. Right?
The AJ thing was a big factor. Yeah.
Yeah, like for them to like, for us to like crucify the coach and the quarterback and this and that without AJ Brown, without Devontae Smith, without Lane Johnson, if that was any other team, we would make up a million excuses on why this team ain't winning. Like watching that game yesterday for me, I just said, yo, the Eagles, we going to be a tough out. I mean, the Lions look great, don't get me wrong. But the Eagles, if they get a lead with Saquon, they going to be a tough out, man. And the defense, whew, they're playing solid ball right now.
They really
bro.
Are. They're playing good. They're playing good on defense.
Coordinators on both sides of the ball and all that. And
well, that's key. New coordinators on both sides of the ball. Is it any wonder that it looks a little faster paced now than it did at the start of the regular season? And I thought the start of the regular season was, oh, they didn't work enough during training camp, and so that's to be expected. But it's also on top of that, they just needed more reps with these coordinators.
That's what I feel. Listen, I feel like that yesterday with the offense, I feel like they might listen to us a little bit too much because Jalen Hurts was under center a lot, and he threw the ball across the middle way more than normal. So they showed both of those things. And Joe Burrow, he might have took three snaps under center the whole game yesterday. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
He was in shotgun.
Hey, he's out of the gun. That's why I said under center, I'm sure it has some, like, whatever to it, but that's just like a lost art with a lot of quarterbacks now. And you'd be punished for acting like Jalen Hurts is incapable of doing a lot of stuff. But yesterday, just showing how they starting to get all their guys back and they're gelling. He's showing some form of 2022, man. I'm just excited to see how it gets going forward, yo.
I agree with that,
it's
Derek.
Be pretty fun.
I agree with that. Look, there's no, we got something to look forward to now. And beyond just, hey, they got to dump the quarterback at some point. I mean, now it's, hey, they might be able to keep the quarterback. We'll see. I mean, time will tell.
Now they might be able to keep.
Now they might be able to keep the quarterback. That's correct. You have a comment? You're looking at me. This is talk radio.
Talk
you gotta speak, John. If you have a comment, make
just
it.
Just think about what you said. Like, now that we've seen him play the best game that we've seen since 2022, and he's done what we hoped was, which was show that, you know, that top end speed, so to speak. He showed that decision making, that pocket awareness, that arm strength and accuracy. Like everything. Everything you're looking for.
I agree. He was phenomenal yesterday. He was absolutely tremendous.
So what more does he need
to do? You ready?
Other than...
You ready?
Yeah.
Do it again and again and again. That's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to do. Let's talk to Bill and Pittman. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, as the... crazy guy that a month before the 2020 draft called you guys up and said the Eagles should draft Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Look at you.
You did. I can verify. Yeah.
That's insane.
And you were speechless, John. Truly. I've been keeping my powder dry. I've been keeping my mouth shut. I've been keeping my thoughts
I find
myself.
That hard to believe exactly. In 2022 you didn't tell a buddy or two that you were the guy. By the way, Bill, I also was very happy when they drafted Jalen Hurts, for the record.
Yeah. Well, the night of draft, my phone exploded with all my buddies who were listening and heard me say it. I had text messages, phone calls. But anyway, I've been keeping my thoughts to myself, listening to all the hatred, all the criticism of our QB1, because I knew that with this offensive coordinator and Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, there was going to be a moment in this season when they both put it together. Yesterday was that game. Jalen Hurts is going to continue to play this way the rest of the season. And for everybody that thinks that he's not a legit elite quarterback, you need to stop, because he is. He's got an iron will, an incredible work ethic, and yesterday he proved that he is our QB1.
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm going to tread very carefully today. I mean this because the last thing I want is for people to construe things I say as negative in nature today, because no one's in the mood for that. I'm not in the mood for that. But I will just ask you this question based on what you said. Just riddle me how, if he's that good, why this is the only time this year he's played that way.
Well, let me just say this, okay? And then I'm going to say two things, Joe. And then I'm going to give you a really good Eagles shirt at the end.
Okay.
One, 2 years from now, Jalen Hurts will be the starting quarterback of our team.
Okay.
2 years from now, you might not be a host on WIP.
Oh, interesting poll question. Better chance, long career here in Philly, Hurts or the Hammer? I like that question.
Oh, don't post that.
I smell a good Hammer win, but that's okay. Yeah, right.
All right.
No, I smell a Hammer loss, but an upset when in the end I'm here longer, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right, and then the other thing, the only thing that made the Eagles' victory sweeter was the fact that the Cowboys lost to the triage unit, formerly known as the 49ers.
Isn't that incredible?
The 49ers ended that game with two skilled players on offense left, all right?
Yeah.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good job, Billy.
You want to know how bad the Cowboys are, Joe?
Yes.
So they lose that game. Trayvon Diggs goes into the locker room, immediately goes to Twitter and sees a tweet about him from a reporter. And before the reporters are allowed into the locker room, comes out and confronts him in the hallway.
Yeah, it's a
mess. Dude, that's your most important thing that you did after that game?
That's a mess.
Look up yourself on Twitter?
Yeah, they got to change their coach. What's really going to be most interesting, I think, in Dallas is whether Dak is out. I tend to think he won't be because it's hard to find the next guy that's pretty good.
They just re-upped him.
I know. I know, James. But, they're in a messy spot right now. By the way, how many games yesterday, John, ended with a Hail Mary? Was it four?
I
felt like there were a bunch of heaves at the end of games.
Baltimore
yesterday.
Had one, but they didn't make it.
Yeah, no, only one was completed. But I thought there were. Oh, there was one. There was a sack. Who was that? Where a guy was scrambling around to try to throw him, but he ultimately got
the Indy. Indy was one, I think. Maybe.
Might have been. I think there were four. I could be wrong. Three or four. Either an actual Hail Mary or an attempt, and the guy got sacked.
The Commanders game is the big one. I've never been on the winning end of that whole experience. Well, I've been on the losing end twice.
Very famous
losing Colorado, Michigan,
times.
Right? That was you were there for that, right?
Well, the Colorado and Michigan thing was. That was such a big deal.
Unbelievable.
That was the Cordell to Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Michael
Westbrook. Yep.
Do you know what yard line Cordell threw that ball from? Because I do.
I'm going to guess the 29.
27.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I knew it was over 60 yards.
Can you believe that?
It's over 70. Well, that's amazing. Yeah.
73 yards of the goal line. It went about 1 or 2 yards into the end zone. I threw that thing about 75 yards.
John, how does a
and
guy
that was
get
30 years ago. Guys throw it further now.
How does a guy get that wide open on a Hail Mary?
No,
it was just
Hail
wild.
Mary. It's just the way
it was
it works.
A deflection.
I mean, it was,
yeah, no, but he was like standing there
like
by himself.
Else. Just like the Commanders game, deflection.
Well,
bat the ball down.
Totally.
Don't let it hit off your helmet or don't let it hit off your hands. That's the coaching point. Just bat the thing down. Don't be a hero. Don't try to catch it. And it's always they're going up there and they're trying to fumble with it and boing, just right into the hands of the guy behind. But anyway, lost twice. Michael Westbrook, that was my freshman year at Michigan. My sophomore year at Michigan, homecoming, Illinois, same field, same everything. They did the same play and beat us on a Hail Mary.
That's wild,
but no one ever made anything of that because it wasn't Cordell Stewart and Michael Westbrook and quite as big a game.
Yep. By the way, speaking of balls that get tipped, let's listen to Isaiah Rodgers. This was a big play. I mean, what an athletic play at a big spot as he steps in for Darius Slay and he tips the ball. Here's Isaiah Rodgers after the game.
Have you done that before? Have you ever tried to purposely tip a ball too?
Yeah, it's something you practice. You feel like as a DB, if you can't get two hands on the ball, it might be hard to actually pick it off with one hand, especially going at that angle I was at. So, just try to – we practice tips and overthrows. That's one thing we preach in our room.
Sorry, Mr. Center, but you did try to tip it to CJ on that?
I tried it one handed until I realized I couldn't, then I was like, all right, cool.
How did you know he was there?
I trust him. That's one of our plays that he's supposed to get over top, and he was there.
That was very impressive. That was very skilled. I that wasn't an accident. I mean, he intentionally tipped the ball, one, to bat it away from the receiver, but two, knowing a safety maybe is going to be there, and sure enough, the safety was there, and you get an interception. That was a very skilled play by Isaiah Rodgers. 215-592.
Absolutely, but that's the type of play that you make when you've got familiarity with the scheme and familiarity with your teammate's job on that play.
Well,
like,
I'll say
that's holistic, like, gestalt.
Yeah.
Like, I know the scheme because I know what I do,
yep,
and I know what he does, and I know what he does, and I know how it all fits together.
Sure.
It takes a little while with a new defensive coordinator, with a new scheme, to get to this point.